The Lord's courage and blessing be with you, Heart Dwellers. Today is November the 8th, 2015, and the Lord had quite an interesting message, something I certainly was not expecting. It's definitely encouraging, and definitely something for those of us who have passed our dreams by or left our dreams behind. It's really a very, very encouraging message, so I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. The Lord began, "I want to talk to you about dissatisfaction and how it ruins a soul and turns them bitter. In life, there are many ups and downs, and when a soul can weather these in equanimity, she's way far ahead. So many things arise from dissatisfaction. Bitterness, complaining, negativity, discouragement, fatigue. It spawns multiple symptoms that slacken a soul's resolve and pulls them backwards. You have been precariously close to this at times, my love, although you are learning more and more to be grateful in all circumstances. Your poor mother was steeped in it, so it is a wonder that you were free. I know you saw this early on in life and worked so hard to turn your life around to something you could live with and be happy with. Those early morning dewdrops that hung in your heart and brought you great joy. But something was missing, and all that success in photography you finally discovered, it was me. But so many do not confront their dissatisfaction. They medicate it with TV and shopping, drugs, drinking, and sex. If only they would stop and get to the root. If only they would seek me, they would readily find me, and I would guide them into their own very special niche. Many now are thinking more freely about what they really want to do with their lives. But the ones who are still steeped in unsatisfying occupations because of a roof over their heads is staggering. What a terrible loss of talent and gifts. Really, it is heartrending to see a soul swimming around in this world aimlessly, without a clue, not even coming close to the calling they would be so perfect for. Many times this is passed on from generation to generation. The mother, the father, settled for what was necessary to support a lifestyle and said goodbye to their dreams at a very early age. Others are timid and have been convinced that they can't live their dreams by society and peers. And I broke in here and I said, "Oh yes, Lord, I remember being told, you can't make money at that." When I told someone I wanted to be a nature photographer and make a living at it. There was just enough fight in me at that point that I planted my feet and said, "Oh yeah, just watch me." And managed to get clients and day rates that easily supported my lifestyle. I just made up my mind I couldn't live my life for a secretarial office job. I just couldn't. And the Lord continued, he said, "And who do you think put that fire in you?" "Really, Lord, did you?" "Yes, my love. I wanted to share with you so many beautiful things I created. And when you romped in the wilderness on foot or horseback, I was always there with you, knowing that someday we would meet and you would be mine, all mine. Thank you, Lord, for all the beauty you allowed me to experience and photograph. I saw so many incredible sights. Oh, I miss being out in nature and looking for beauty, the wonder of discovery and capturing it on film. You've placed beauty everywhere, even in the most unexpected places. I remember peacock-colored oil slicks on the streets of New York City and the Brooklyn Bridge after a snowstorm against a slate-blue sky. Amazing. But most of all, Lord, I loved what you made without the intervention of men. The wilderness, straight from your fingertips. He continued, "Do you know the satisfaction and joy I get from you noticing the littlest beautiful things I've created and scattered along your paths? Oh, it is immensely gratifying to see the expression on your face when you discover my little gifts to you. Yes, I exulted with you when extremely beautiful things were found, and I watched the movement of your heart, Claire, until you were ready to receive me. And as I muse on these things, I'm also sad for the dark cages people live in from day to day just to pay their rent. So much inside of them is lost in this elemental pursuit for a roof over their heads. If only they would dream outside of the box. That is why I long for souls to trust me. I have something wonderful for everyone, but getting them to think outside the box and take a plunge in faith is very hard to do. Security, conformity, prosperity are so drilled into them from a young age that taking a plunge into something they truly enjoy is on a par with suicide. It's just too much of a risk. I brought this up because you have many young people on your channel, and I have drawn them here for a reason. I want to prosper the desire of their heart. Even in the little time left to us, I want them to begin to think outside of the box. Precious ones, many of you have been brainwashed into accepting what your parents want for you. Some of you are called to ministry, and I've already spoken with you about that. Others are called to different professions, something stimulating, exciting, and challenging, something that engages all the special gifts and talents I've graced you with from birth. Do you know that if you pursue your dreams now, even though the tribulation will temporarily knock many off course, when that is over, we'll come back and you will receive what I would like to call heavenly career counseling. In other words, you will be guided and encouraged into your dreams. Much of what you learn in heaven will be relevant when you return to earth to serve me. But I want to encourage you right now. Do not bury your dreams. Do not put them in a coffin and bury them in the ground of impossibilities. Rather, nurture them as you would a baby. Protect, feed, and train those gifts you long to use as an expression of your love for life. Many of you have been given musical talent and long to write and sing songs about me or to me. There is nothing stopping you but your own personal resolve that you will live your life for what you love. Fear and sloth will put an end to your dreams and leave you running through the same well-worn rut day after day like a rat through a maze. You run the rut, get the kernel, and return to your cage day after day after day. May I remind you that you are not an animal with limited capabilities? You can break out of the rut and get your kernel while you hone your talent. I'm telling you, there is not much time left, but I'm also encouraging you to follow those things which you yearn to do. Do not be captive in a run-of-the-mill, boring job. Many of you have parents who gave up their dreams to put a roof over their heads. That is not something to repeat. That is passing on the dull gray status quo and a guaranteed boring life with dissatisfaction and long-abandoned dreams, as well as uncultivated talent. The two main things standing in your way are courage and hard work. If you apply yourself in these two areas, you will see results. Life will find a way, and I will be with you. I never intended for my children to grow old in a musty cubicle, shuffling data from one place to another. Even a machine can do that job without a human attending it. But what a machine cannot do is dream, postulate, create a new life, full of expectation and excitement, totally void of dissatisfaction. I want you to see yourself as totally unique, one of a kind, created to shine for me. You have been given treasure chests of gifts. You have been given dreams you've written off. You have struggled with the same old path others take for many months and years, and inside something is yearning to be birthed. Whether you are taken in the rapture or not, there is still a life to live outside of that gray box, doing things that bring excitement to your life, things that when you wake up in the morning, you can thank me for. And for those of you who have taken the status quo job, I say to you, you are not chained to that. You have the freedom to choose something different. It is a matter of values. Do you value that nice car and apartment more than the freedom to create, explore, and be challenged into a life full of opportunity, to use the gifts hidden inside, the dreams abandoned years ago? If you do, then you might as well resign yourselves. But if you're willing to take risks and sacrifice the frills and lifestyles others put so much emphasis on, if you're willing to be different and follow your dreams, even with only a tiny room to sleep in, but wake up happy in the morning, pursuing goals that are meaningful and satisfying to you, then I say, go for it. I am with you. I've given you those dreams and those talents, and now I want you to use them. Never mind the rapture and the world changes. Pursue your love. Live a holy life, pure and sacrificing for others. Put prayer first, and I will hone and train you into your much-desired goals and dreams. I never created you for this dull gray box. No, I created you to live outside the box in the fresh air and sunshine, following your dreams relentlessly. Eventually, you will accomplish your dreams, even with the world crumbling around you. Even in those circumstances, you and your dreams are relevant, and what you begin on earth, you will complete in heaven. Every one of you, even the elderly, this is only the beginning of your eternity.